we're looking to do a phase two of Bright Road resurfacing from Tiffin Avenue out to Fostoria Avenue. Looking to continue to expand the Greenway Trail from East Point Landing by County Road 180, Bright Road, to County Road 236, so by Brookwalker Park, and then in the following year, hopefully going from 236 out to Riverbend Park, so continuing to build out our trail infrastructure. One of the highlights that we're really going to be working on for 2022 and 2023 is the phase two benching as part of flood mitigation that the county is leading. The city is coordinating with them to look how we can also use that space for recreational area when it's not flooded, while also complying with deed restrictions that have been placed on a number of the properties because of their flood impacts. We'll be breaking ground on the Strip Center this year, and we're doing a lot of work out at the airport to continue to position that for continued economic growth. We have a significant amount of cargo flights that we're starting to see. We had about 155 last year, which was about a 130% year-over-year increase. So wanting to continue to build that and making some adjustments to the airport to better accommodate the cargo shipments that are coming into the Findlay Airport. I'm really excited for strategic planning process. We're really going to be kicking off our community involvement starting in early April, and then, you know, working through a number of iterations of community feedback, process review, internal review, community surveys. So I think that really getting a better understanding of what the community wants to see the city of Findlay look like, you know, in a decade or two or three, to make sure that we're aligning our priorities appropriately to be able to do that. You know, overall, we got through the pandemic a lot better than many other communities, but we have to still continue to have a strategic look on how we operate, focusing on core services, but also making sure that we are supporting investment in the community to make sure that we're a great place to live, learn, work, and play, and that doesn't happen by accident. So I'm really excited for the strategic planning process.